The most effective ministry often happens in the most hostile environments. The Apostle Paul wrote to believers in the city of Thessalonica about what authentic ministry looks like. In chapter 2, he reminded them, "But though we had already suffered and been shamefully treated at Philippi, as you know, we had boldness in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in the midst of much conflict." Notice the phrase, boldness in our God. Paul's courage didn't come from his own strength or his past successes. He had just been beaten and imprisoned in Philippi. Yet he found boldness, not in himself, but in God. This reveals something crucial. Courage in serving others doesn't flow from our natural confidence, but from dependence on God himself. Just as Jesus faced opposition, yet remained faithful to his mission all the way to the cross, God gives us courage to continue serving when the cost seems high. Paul's ministry wasn't in vain because he trusted God's strength rather than his own comfort or safety. The challenge before us isn't whether serving others will be difficult. It will be. The question is whether we will trust God enough to press forward anyway when we face resistance or criticism. We have a choice: retreat to safety or find boldness in our God. Effective ministry isn't measured by ease or comfort, but by faithfulness when things get difficult. God provides the boldness we need to continue loving and serving others, even in the midst of conflict. This week, identify one area where you've pulled back from serving others because of difficulty or opposition. Ask God for boldness to serve in His strength.